Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beautiful Brooklyn, and bountiful Brooklyn. This is Colette from Total Health saying hello and good afternoon. It's been a while since we have heard or even seen each other on Blog Talk Radio, but sometimes life intervenes. Today's topic is about words and your health. Today we will talk about how words that we hear and words that we speak in impact our lives for the better or for the worse. Please go with me as we journey to a destination, to understanding how words help us or hinder us as we search for this thing called success. I'm going to open today's show with a Bible text. It is found in Proverbs 13, verses 2 and 3. From the fruit of a man's mouth he enjoys good, but the desire of the treacherous is violence. The one who guards his mouth preserves his life. The one who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. So, as you can see, what ends up happening is that those who are careful to what they hear, but especially are more careful about what they say, they will garner success. While those who continue to think that they can say and do anything if they want to will find out that things will not work out as well for them. So many times in life we think, okay, if only I had done this better, if only I had thought about what I was going to do, if only, if only, if only, if only. But that if only can be tempered by us thinking about what we're going to say first before we even open up our mouth to say something that we will most certainly regret. You know, oftentimes we think, and we don't even realize how the things that we do today influence our tomorrows, and how, although things may be going awesome right now, we are building up either blessings or curses on ourselves, and we don't even realize it. We think that some of that, those things are not even real. We even look at it as silly or as folklore. But how many times has karma had to bite people in the butt for them to realize that, wait a minute, this is real? As Goethe, G-O-E-T-H, the philosopher said, choose well. Your choice is brief and yet endless. That goes for words as well as our choices. Speak well, because what you say may be just a moment, but what you say is also endless because it can never be taken back. You know, I wonder sometimes if we realize how important it is to watch how we speak. And if we realize how even more important it is to make sure that when we speak life. We don't speak death. So what do I mean by that? Well, there's life and death in the tongue. The Bible says that. That's found in Proverbs as well. But even more so than that is the fact that what we have to say will either help someone or hurt someone. And when it comes to hurting or helping someone, wouldn't you rather be a helper than be the one who is causing more problems and bringing bad things or bad karma to happen to you? I'm saying this to you. If I were you, I want good things to happen to me. And it's not a you, it's not an I, it's a we. Because what we say influences people that are not even around us right now. Because people judge us based on not only what we look like, but how we speak. They base their thoughts on how often we are able to do the right thing rather than if we look good, if we act well. More important for many people that we say the correct thing, because what ends up happening is when somebody is depressed, do you tell them to go kill themselves? No. Anybody would look at you like you were not in your right mind if you went and did something like that. The same thing goes that if you're not feeling good, would you tell somebody, feel better? Suck it up. What ends up happening is when you do things like that, what it does is that it makes people look at you in a certain way. It makes people realize that they can't trust you. And if people can't trust you when you speak, they're not going to listen to you either. So we have to be careful about what we say, how we say it, and when we say things. Because sometimes it may be the right thing to say, but the wrong time to say it. If you find out that someone's father died, and they died because they were having an affair, and they were found with the lover, and it was a bad situation, would you say that's what he gets? No, you would not say that. Sad. That's not the thing to be done at that time. I just recently wrote a book. Yes, me. I wrote a book. It's called What Controls You, Order or Chaos? By Colette Boston. It is on Amazon, and it's on Barnes & Noble, and I have a website. My website is www.coletteboston.net. For those who do not know how to spell my name, it's spelled C-O-L-E-T-T-E-B-O-S-T-O-N. And I'm going to read you something about from my book. This was written December 20th, 2006. I wonder why there are so many things in our lives that continually bump against other things and cause friction for us, things like egos, personalities, and serious character flaws. One of the biggest bumps in our lives is our lips. They continually bump against lies, gossip, and petty thoughts, which explode and cause a chain reaction, thereby engendering bad thoughts and actions and endangering the perpetrator. Life would be so much easier if we learned how to control this one organ, our mouth. It continually causes problems and drama because we allow it to control us instead of us controlling it. These are just some of the bumps that I've had to deal with and contend with lately. Let's try and keep the bumps to a minimum, people, okay? Have a great bum-free day. And with that, I have, my book is A Journey in a Journal. And so we have places for you to write your thoughts. And one of the questions that comes from this reading or this blog is, control your tongue and what you say and how you say it, and 90% of your problems will vanish. What did you say today that you should have kept to yourself? Write it down and do not do it again. Please journal your thoughts below. So how often do we not realize that what we say and what we do matter? And how often do we do things and then wonder why we are going through so many problems? It's because of what we said. You have to understand that science has proved this. If you tell a child they're stupid, they're dumb, that child will think they're stupid and dumb, even though they could be the smartest pupil and the smartest student. They are not going according to their capacity for learning, but rather your limiting of their abilities for learning. And that is what they're going to go with. They're not going to go with the fact that, yes, they have a brain and, yes, they understand things. They are going to limit themselves because you limit them by how you think about them and what you say about them. You have to be careful, especially with children. So many things are going on in this world right now that with children, if we're not careful, we can lose many of them and not even realize it. We have got to get a hold of our mouths because what is going on is that many times what is going on is that we are losing our children through what we call them and how we speak to them. And also, we are losing out on good relationships because we don't know how to speak to people. And when people see you coming, instead of being happy to see you, they're kind of groaning inwardly like, oh, no, I wonder what he or she is going to say today. Are they going to say something that's going to make me feel worse than I already feel? You don't want people to think of you like that. You don't want people to cringe when they see you. Even if you can't see the cringe, you don't want that inward cringe at all either. We must be careful. We must be careful how we speak. And so I'm going to give you a couple of different philosophies that will help you along this journey. First, if you're going to speak, everything starts in your mind. So your thoughts are either going to be toxic or they're going to give life. If you have toxic thoughts, you will have certain toxic capabilities and a certain personality. So we have got to learn how to know the difference. So how can we tell somebody is toxic if they're so negative that we don't even want to be around them? Well, it is shown in their lives, how their friends interact with them, how they interact with their friends. So, these are some universal truths. Control your mind. You do not control your mind. You cannot control your thoughts. If you cannot control your thoughts, you will say and do anything. Also, you need to understand that if you don't control your mind, you will either have a healthy self-love or an unhealthy, inflated ego. When you neglect to control your mind, you are unhealthy, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally, and oftentimes financially, as well as socially. People don't want to be around you. You might have one or two hanger-ons, but they don't want you to turn the way you speak against others, against them. So the other thing that's going to end up happening is you're always going to be fearful and worrying. It may not show where other people can see it, but certain things will be happening physically, on the inside. You might get ulcers. You might have headaches all the time. You might even get colds a lot. Those are all aspects of someone who doesn't know how to control themselves and who is very negative. Another thing that can happen is you're very indecisive, doubt your abilities. You may not allow other people to see that, but inwardly, you can't lie to your subconscious and you can't lie to yourself. You may be able to put on a good front, a good facade, but what ends up happening is that although you have that facade in place, there are certain things that are going to lift that facade and kick up that mask that the facade, or actually the facade is the mask. somebody could take off that mask, also known as the facade, and see underneath, and you will feel very naked. So you will do anything in your power to make sure that nobody ever. So you will be dreadful with your mouth, with the way you deal and interact with people, even how you interact with yourself. Another thing that's happened is frustration and despair. You may be able to hide your frustration. Actually, frustration is very hard to hide because frustration comes out in impatience. Frustration comes out in ways that you would not even realize. Tapping your foot, not knowing how to allow others their space. Fear you might be able to hide, but maybe your hair might start to fall out. Maybe you might start to get aches and pains you never had before. People don't realize that their emotions control a lot of the ailments, their physical ailments. If you are emotionally unsound, physically you are unsound as well. It may not be now, it may not happen today, but you can best believe it will happen sometime. Poverty and want. And it may not be financial poverty, but you might have poverty of spirit where you don't know how to give, where you don't know how to be kind. You might have social poverty, meaning that nobody wants to be around you really, and those that are around you are only around you just so that you don't turn your negativity onto them. Also want. You may want people to like you, but people don't want anything to do with you. And you may not understand it, and it will make you even more mean. Not realizing the meaner you get, the less people want to be around you, period. People want to be around people who are loving, who are kind. If you don't have those demeanors, or if you're not trying to use someone, if you don't know how to like someone without receiving something else in return, or how to give, rather than always wanting, you always are going to be in a sad situation, whether you accept it or not. And the last one is, you have a whole bunch of envy, a whole bunch of jealousy, a whole bunch of hate, a whole bunch of greed, and a lot of times you're very superstitious. And most times when you see superstitious people, those are the people that are doing the dirt behind the scenes that nobody else knows about except for themselves and God. Because you can get away with a lot until people start to realize what you're really about. I had somebody in my family like that. Thought they were the best thing since sliced bread. Come to find out, one of the most evil people you could ever deal with. And they did it with a smile while stabbing you in the back and destroying you at the same time. And there are people like that. Every smile is not genuine, and every frown is towards you. You have to be able to weed through the circumstances in order to see the truth. Not every time that someone exhibits certain behaviors means that they are like that. Sometimes it could be that they're just in their head and the frown is coming out because they're frowning at themselves. But it looks like they're targeting you because they don't look nice. Not every friendly face hides enemy in disguise. Because if you want to hurt somebody, be their friend first. And if you want to deal with those kind of people, you're going to end up becoming just like them. The Bible says, by beholding, you become changed, and that is true. My mom used to always say, show me your friends, and I will show you who you are. And oftentimes, people don't even understand that the reason why people don't want to deal with them is because of their friends. And If your gut tells you this person is not sincere, listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. I can tell you stories of how many times I've gotten hurt because I didn't listen to myself. Listen to yourself. There's a reason why you have intuition. Don't put it on hold. Don't suspend it. Know what is real, and know. And if your gut says it's fake, listen to your gut. And if you have to have proof, still go with your gut, but go with an open mind to prove against yourself. And I'm telling you, you're going to find that 90 times, I will say 95% of the time, your gut is right. Another thing that happens that we don't even realize that happens is that when we're around negative people, we start to become just as negative as them. And worse yet, we start to pick up their negative habits really bad. So this, on the other hand, is what happens when people are, when you deal with positive people. You have good health, socially, emotionally, physically, mentally. You have peace of mind. Peace of mind is so crucial in today's world, for everything is instant, where people want things in a hurry. When things are falling apart and you still have peace of mind, know that not only is God with you, but you have learned to rely on Him to the point where you don't allow your peace of mind or your joy to be brushed aside based on the situation that you're in. Also, you're able to do things out of love. You're not looking paid. You're not necessarily looking for fame or fortune. You're not trying to improve your reputation. You're doing it because inside, deep inside of you, you have a love for what you're doing. Also, you don't have that fear and that worry. Psychologically, you are able to do things. You're able to say things that build people up rather than tear them down. You're able to be a person that people want to be around. And you're able to be of help to others who are going through the negativity. Not even negativity. Sometimes things happen in your life for a reason. Oftentimes when we go through those horrible times, it is to build us up to go to the next level. Sometimes we have to go beyond our faith, beyond our ability or our capability or capacity to do things. We have to take that leap of faith to know that God is either going to teach us how to fly or He's going to help us jump. I'm saying this to you. Understand what you have. Understand what you're doing. Another thing is a positive mental attitude. There's nothing like a positive mental attitude. That will get you through the roughest times, the most horrible times. People will want to be around you. Being around you, give them a lift, but be careful of the vampires. There are people who see your positivity and want it so much that they drain it from you. With their not only their negativity, but their neediness, and them being a victim. Be careful of those people, because you'll get around trying to help and help and help, and they will take and take and take and take. And before you know it, that happiness and that joy of life will have left you, and you would not even have known how it left you. Also, you will get material riches, spiritual riches, financial riches. You will get physical riches of the quantity of your own choosing based on your mindset. and the positivity that's in your life. We need to understand that we cannot think that we know everything that's going on. We need to also understand that we need to be careful who we speak to. We need to be careful what we say. Because if we cannot do that, what's going to end up happening to us is that we are going to always be in trouble, whether we want to be or not. I was able to listen to an audio book, and I'm telling you, it was awesome. And what I learned from this audiobook, and I'm trying to find the name of it. It'll come up. It'll come to me. But one of the things is that if you want to have a certain framework by which to build up that positivity in your mind and in your life, you need to have a definitiveness of purpose or a clear picture of where you want to go. You need to have to go by principles rather than rules. A principle is do not lie. A rule is do not lie because you will get in trouble. One gives you the reason why, and the other says, don't do it. Live by telling the truth. And the Bible says, the truth shall set you free. And it will. And we need to know how to approach this and how to do things that will help us to become the person we need to be. Another thing that we need to realize is that energy follows thought. What we give our energy to will become our destination. And will also, not even so much become our destination, but it will choose our destination. It will, what we give energy to will, we will throw most of our capabilities and our words and our actions into that particular area. A positive mental attitude will change your life. You need to have personal initiative. You need to have that get up and go spirit. We continue on in this life. Let us realize that we need to have the habit of going the extra mile. This will help us to do what we need to do to get to where we need to go. Let us ever be careful of who we give our time and energy. Let us learn to be the people that we need to be. Let us learn to use the words that will not only build us up when we say it, but build others when they hear it. And let's learn to be around people who are like-minded, like ourselves. Because to be around the others, it's a cause for trouble. The next time we meet, I will actually remember the book that I got all of this information from. It's kind of like I always have things here, but for whatever reason, it's not. I just want to say I hope that you enjoyed. I hope that we will see you on Friday. May God bless and be with you and keep you in all that you do, all of your endeavors. Be blessed and know that God loves you. So this is Colette from beautiful and bountiful Brooklyn saying, have an awesome rest of the day.